Blog Talk.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Hey, welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hello.
I'm here.
Are you on the air?
I don't know. Am I on the air?
You're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Tugger, and
Adipakon. Hello. I'm on the road, so.
Yes, Adipakon's on the road.
On the road, making moves, doing big things.
Yes, making moves, doing big things.
So what's going on,
Steve? Not too much. You know, I'm sure everybody had that great long weekend.
Had a good time. Work.
Friends and family, whatnot, doing your thing.
Doing your thing.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Me. I got to hang out, you know, do my thing. It was all good.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary. I went to San Francisco and I saw the most amazing hip-hop show on the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, these dudes was off the chain. It was like, wow.
Did you get their contact info?
No, I actually didn't get their contact info. They was rolling. And
did you have a video camera with you?
Yes, I filmed them on my phone, which I'll
very
be
cool.
Uploading. It was they were breakdancing in the street. They was wearing the crowd out. It was
oh,
awesome.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
What do you want me to name the group?
No, they didn't really have a name. They were just guys.
Just guys. There you go.
Yeah, they were just guys.
Guys. Okay. You don't find stuff like that in Santa Monica. They've got this little shopping area at the street, but these people perform out in the middle of this walkway kind of street thing.
Right.
And, you know, they get a crowd and stuff, and they're not even asking for donations or anything. They're just performing. There's singers. We've met a couple of artists out there. But you don't find that in San Diego.
Yeah, I know. It's one of them things that I think needs to change, and we need to do something about it. You know, we need to get these people out here, you know, the performers, whatnot, just got to get out here and make it happen. You know,
finding
a
spot
to
make it happen is the tough part. So,
yeah.
You know, in a place where there's lots of traffic and, you know, but not so much in the street where these people are at risk. That's the thing. You know, maybe Seaport Village, but there's not a lot of traffic that goes through there. I mean, the places that I saw in Santa Monica, there, it's just almost like Rodeo Drive, but a closer, tight-knit street where there's not really cars going through, but more foot traffic.
Okay.
And
well,
it's difficult to find those places in San Diego that has that much foot traffic that a lot of people go to and isn't putting performers at risk.
Right.
So,
well, I think it's up to San Diego listeners out there, San Diego performers. Y'all hear the call. you got a chance to go out there and make a name for yourself. Whether or not you're going to do it, hey, to you.
Right.
I'd like to hear
well,
from,
you know, these
to hear from
towns
y'all.
Are good yeah. But they're not year-round.
Right. Well, I'd like to hear from some of y'all. Y'all can break us off a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037.
Should also be flashing at the bottom of the screen for those of you watching the Dick Hugger on video?
It will be flashing across the screen for those who are watching me live.
Or you can even email at...
You can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Yeah.
And,
you can even come out to the Entertainment Summit in October and talk to some of these other groups that are trying to make it happen also.
Well, let's talk about this Internet Summit here that's coming up. I know only for those who don't know, there's an internet, there's a music summit, the new CD, and you can check out the details on that.
It's music. It's more it's a digital technology summit for anything. It's not entertainment music. It's for businesses, anything that has to do with promoting services and products using digital technology.
Right. Yes, it's digital technology. It's everything that has anything to do with digitizing your music, your performances, learning how to work in business, whatnot.
It's anything. Businesses also.
Right. So we encourage you all to come down to that. And also, for those who are interested in attending, you will be giving away tickets right here on Smooth Drama.
Yeah, two tickets.
Giving away two tickets. Not one, but two tickets. The value price being $100. So you're getting a great bargain. And how do you win these tickets?
By texting the word Smooth Drama, one word, to the number 41411 on your mobile device.
All right, and for those who didn't hear, once again, texting the word Smooth Drama, your mobile device, number 41411. And we will be giving those tickets away on October the 1st.
Yes. And the summit is here in San Diego. You can visit the website at thenewcd.com. You'll see who's attending, what we'll be doing, live performances. There'll also be a selection process to select someone to have a cameo in an upcoming movie by Rare Breed Entertainment. So come on out. Get to network, meet a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Two-day summit. What were you saying?
I was saying that, I'm just reiterating what you said, that there's a chance to win two tickets for those out there that are interested in coming.
Yeah. Lots of panels and lots of people. We'll have a lot of fun. But learn a lot at the same time.
All right. So, now that we've got that out the way, we can start talking about some things that's going on in the world today. I'm sure most people are aware of controversy behind Obama's day and children.
Obama's what?
Yeah, there was Obama gave a speech to all the schools. It was public broadcast.
Oh, right.
It was 15 minutes. there's a lot of controversy behind it. There's a lot of people who weren't feeling it. They felt like it was partisan product, politics, and that they weren't having it. It went so far as schools decided to talk about it in a school setting, like schools here, like there was a school here in La Mesa, San Diego, where they held a special meeting Monday night, and they made a compromise where they, for not to air the speech live, but record it, allow students to watch the speech or parts of it over the next few days, and parents had the option to opt completely. And for the most part, a lot of school systems, they gave parents the opportunity to send in a letter, giving parents a chance to opt out or opt in. And they even had recorded messages on how you can keep children from watching it. Just a mess.
Unbelievable.
And
unbelievable.
It got to the point where it's an 18-minute speech. So what ends up happening is that he released what he was going to say to, quote, appease these idiots. But there's a lot of people still opted not to go for it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is not Burger King, people. We can't make everybody happy. But I think he is doing what he thinks is his best for the country. And, the fact that he is concentrating on education and the children who are the next generation, who's the next generation to run this country, you would think that these parents wanted their children to be a little more involved in politics and find out, the reality of everything in this world, that America is not top dog, and our government runs everything. We are prisoners of our own government. No matter what everyone says, freedom of speech and all this other bullshit.
You think freedom of speech is bullshit, Bob?
I don't think it's bullshit. I just think that, America has these double standards. It's like when we had an interview with that GoTopless.org. America does have double standards, and we try and put out there that we are, a free-run country when we're not.
Right.
So.
How I feel about that.
I just think it's stupid that people have a problem with Obama wanting to speak to the next generation. Whereas, did other presidents really do that?
Here's in a nutshell. We talk about how we don't focus on education. I'm reading that colleges are offering credits for playing Wii Sports.
Right.
Yeah, the University of Houston.
What are we teaching these people?
Right. I mean, the video games, and then there's NYU is offering a course in Guitar Hero.
Uh-huh.
And I don't hear near the protests on stupid shit like that.
Right. So people are paying.
We're protesting him talking about, kids, you should go to school.
Right.
But we're not protesting Hard Heroes.
College is doing
Wee
super shit.
College.
To teach these kids to be lazy and
right.
shirk responsibility and play video games. Video
right.
games don't always teach the best, especially when they are being played under false pretenses.
Exactly.
We're
at a point in time where the, this is not a word, but the ridiculousness of our two-faced society, the contradiction, it's at a level that is incomprehensible. You know, we're stuck on stupid on everything that we do.
We're stuck on stupid.
On stupid. You know, and I wonder what people think about that. And I mean, and there's some legal things that I want to talk about, but first we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk about
it. Do we have a commercial?
Yes, we have a station identification break.
Oh, okay. So, did we get a commercial? Okay.
Smooth drama style.
Right. All right. Hit it. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Where's the station identification?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Are you having technical difficulties?
We have a technical difficulty on our.
You're listening to Smooth Drama. You're listening to Smooth Drama.
All right. That was station identification break. You're listening to Smooth Drama. If you got any questions, concerns, any topics you want to speak to us about, you can hit us up at 646-929-2037.
We want to hear your opinion about this Obama thing. And, you know, we have our opinions, we have our says, we get up on our soapboxes, and anybody that calls in can get up on their soapbox and please speak freely. That's
I'm
one thing about the show.
My,
what?
I'm always on my soapbox. That goes.
Yes, we know that. Sometimes I get up there. I only get up there to make myself look taller.
I don't know if a zest box will get you any taller, but it's okay. Now, there's a... What I wanted to speak about is in Kent, Washington, teachers voted to go on strike in the Kent School District. They voted on Labor Day to defy the Kent County Superior Court's judge's orders to return to work on Tuesday. And the judge, this is where it gets murky, the judge had agreed with the school district last Thursday that the strike is illegal and ordered the teachers to return to the classroom. And they said negotiations continued through the night, but ended around 6 a.m., and then the mediator sent both sides home. And there are no new negotiations, and say it's roughly about 1,300 teachers met and voted overwhelmingly to continue their walkout. They say roughly 74% of the teachers supported defiance. Now, my question is, why is a judge, a Superior Court judge, ruling on a teacher's strike?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that, and maybe I'm ill-informed, but I didn't know that judges had say in negotiating, you know, in negotiating, and you can go on strike and off strike. It's weird.
Why now, did it go up to the Superior Court?
Right. Well, I guess the Green River, well, no, it's the Kent School District had said that, you know, it was illegal for them to go on strike.
Okay, but, I mean, did they, it just jump right to Superior Court?
I'm going to assume that they went to a judge, the school district went to a judge, and I guess he agreed, he or she agreed, and so that's how they got to the judge. But they're, the teachers, you know, are saying that they want to cap, you know, on students in the classroom, whatnot, or, you know, increase the budget, whatever. And the school system is saying that they can't afford that right now, which is a common theme across America because, of course, money is scarce out here right now. Everybody knows we're not doing that good as a nation. You know, times are tough. But, you know, I was going to ask you, what did you think about that as far as, you know, one, the judge and, you know, teachers striking, you know, as a parent, you know, knowing that I'm a parent, you know, I've got feelings on both sides, actually.
Right.
You know, as a parent, I'm like, man, you know, kids already not learning nothing, and this is just going to make it worse. They're going to be even more behind. At the same time, I can understand teachers and their plight because teachers have a hard job.
Right.
You know, they're dealing with your kids all day, more time than you deal with.
Is it out of the question?
They're basically saying that they want to the biggest sticking point is class size, and the teachers want a cap. You know, cause
right. No, I understand that, but I mean, is there anything else that they're asking for that is completely out of the question?
Well, it seems to me that's they state in the article that that's the main point.
When you work for a larger company and, you know, they do a layoff, which is basically what a lot of school systems did, but they have to, and, you know, it's like piling on more work, but not increasing the pay.
Right. Well, that's what an extra student in the class would be.
Right.
And you're working overtime.
Right, because you've got more papers to grade, and, you know, there's a lot to do. So
there's a lot that goes into that.
But I can understand. I mean, if you take away the one component that is, I mean, is really important, is the educational part. Put them in a corporate environment. You don't want to take on more risk for the same amount of pay, because, you know, you're going to get burnt out a lot quicker working the overtime, and you know, it's not fair to ask someone to work a lot and not get the rewards for doing it. I mean, yes, the rewards are teaching kids, but one can only do so much, and one can only teach so much before it's not effective anymore.
Right. Well,
you only teach so many people in a classroom before it doesn't become effective.
Right. Well, that's where we go into now, like out here in the California school system, where, the budget cuts, they're reaching out to sponsors, corporate sponsorships.
Right.
For like school assemblies. You know,
but they want to tax everybody more.
Right. Well, what's happening is the schools are looking at, you know, the revenue stream and, okay, how can we bring in some extra revenue since we can't get it from the state? And so they're selling the sleeves, whatnot. In there got some people who were selling, you know, like the assembly. You know how students, they have assemblies, whatnot.
Right.
So they're selling corporate space for that. Which, I mean, could be interesting. And then there are some people who are talking about they're sympathetic to the plight of the school. They're saying that schools becoming businesses, meaning that the education of the children won't be first. It'll be about how can we get the corporate dollars.
It will fall by the wayside because the school systems will become more involved with corporate.
Getting the extra corporate dollar? Hello? Okay. Well, I know for sure that the school system doing this is definitely, I think we may have lost Butter there for a minute. But the school system doing this, it's a double-edged sword because, one, we understand the need for the extra dollars. You know, obviously, with the school cuts, the budget cuts, whatnot, I mean, they have to make up them dollars somewhere. And so thus comes in the corporate sponsorship. But at the same time, corporate sponsorship also means that now principals will be sales reps and they'll be going for the corporate dollar as opposed to what can we do to, you know, further the education of the students. You know, it that's a tricky subject, you know, and it makes you wonder, you know, once again, how we are always focused on politics and partisan politics when we should be focusing on solutions. Nobody's solution orientated nowadays. Everybody's, okay, can we highlight problems? And, you know, highlighting problems are cool. I mean, we talk about problems all the time, but I'm a solution guy. I think that we definitely need to work on solutions, things that can help better our students' experience and the educational experience, because what we're doing now is not working. And I think that everyone can agree that what we're doing right now is not working. And I would hope that people can, you know, kind of agree with that and get off this partisan politics. You know, I'm not going to work with you on the solution because you're a conservative or you're a liberal. I mean, come on now. Are y'all serious about that? I mean, are you really, really, really serious about not working on something because somebody is a part of this? I mean, it's almost as bad as this damn Crimson Blood shit. You know, I can't talk to you because you like to wear the color red or because you like to wear the color blue. I mean, is that what we devolved down to? I mean, you got to think about it. You know, there's perception and then there's reality. You know, there's a lot of shit that's wrong out here. And y'all are acting like dumbasses. Straight up. But, of course, you can't admit it to yourself, so I'll just tell you. And if you think I'm wrong, I'm probably talking about you. Not that I care about offending you.
Hello.
I think some of y'all need to be offended. Hello. Butter, welcome back. Welcome back, Butter. I was just talking about dumbasses and rolling into our segment of who is the biggest dumbass. Are you there? Oh, seems we've lost Butter again. So hopefully we can get her back. First, when we talk about dumbass, we talk about people that do things that make no sense whatsoever. And you're like, wow, you really did that? You actually thought that was cool? First case, talking about a deputy and his homie out of my favorite state of Florida, Orlando, Florida, by the way. It's Volusia County deputy that showed, it is a video where there a guy who's the deputy is playing around with his taser gun with his friend. And there's a video, just shows you how dumb these people are. Tommy is the man who is kneeling down willingly. And then the man behind him fires the taser gun. And Tommy is stunned, and he's shouting, and he's in pain. And the camera shows the man use the taser gun at the end of the ordeal, and he's the sheriff. And the sheriff's name is Matthew Tremblay, who is 36 years old. And yes, Officer Tremblay, who's an officer of the goddamn law, he's been in the department since 2004. And I guess they thought it was funny. They were all laughing. Tommy is on video saying he's hurt. But he says he's okay. And he gets up and he starts laughing too. And, y'all talk about Obama talking about the education system. Once again, we have dumbasses like this who use taser guns for fun. It's a joke, like Jackass. Only you're not getting paid $1 million to do it. Like Jackass made money. You guys are just on video shooting each other, shocking the shit out of each other for nothing. That's just retarded. Another issue. Retarded. Pennsylvania man who's a supposed history buff, he recreates firearms from old wars, and he fixed up an old cannonball, and yes, he's in Georgia, and so what he does is he fires a cannonball, and it ricochets and hits a house 400 yards away. And it says the cannonball smashed through one of his neighbor's windows and a wall before landing in a closet. Authorities said no one was hurt, but he was charged.
Hello.
Mother, welcome back.
Jeez, I was on hold for about 10 minutes.
Oh. Sorry
about
that. Yeah, I got the switchboard, man. I think you were going through technical difficulties beyond my control.
No, I could hear you talking about colors. If you would like red or blue, I can't talk to you. How long ago was that comment?
That was a while back, brother.
Yes, I've been on hold ever since.
Okay, sorry about that.
So,
I didn't put you on hold, though.
Well, I was waiting for you to answer the switchboard,
okay.
When you click that little microphone over.
Yeah, I know all about the microphone, buddy.
Yeah, well, click it sometimes.
Anyway, I was talking about a dumbass, a Mr. William Mason.
Yeah, from Florida?
Yeah, well, no, that was the dumbasses who using the tasers were fun.
Right, I got that.
All right, well, William Mather out of Pennsylvania, he thinks that, recreating cannonballs and shooting them in, into the air is a cool thing to do.
They have to come back down sometime.
Well, yeah, it end up ricocheting and going through one of his neighbor's windows in the wall before landing in the closet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they said authorities said nobody was hurt.
Dumbass.
And the state police charged him with reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and
are we dubbing him a dumbass?
Oh, he's a dumbass. He's dumbass okay. Number two.
Oh, who was that? Oh, the taser one was dumbass number one.
Number one.
Right.
Now, dumbass number
three.
Out of my favorite state.
Florida.
Florida. If they're searching for a man who robbed a liquor store at gunpoint and told the clerk that he was stealing money because of the recession. According to the police, the man entered the ABC liquor store about 9 p.m. Saturday, and the worker told the police that he asked her if the store was closed, and she told him it was not. Then he pulled out a large black handgun and pointed it at her, telling her to get on her knees and open up the cash register, which, of course, she did. They say he stole the money and was telling her to stay on her knees, whatnot. And that, of course, he was stealing the money because of the recession.
Okay.
If you don't steal... Why are you gonna explain it?
He felt bad.
That's like the bad guys in the superhero comic books, whatnot. They go through the long. This is why I'm killing you. This is how I'm gonna take over the world, and they end up getting caught, killed.
Yeah.
Jail, whatnot. Just to me, it's just stupid. Look, just rob me and just move on.
Right.
Don't tell me why you're robbing me.
Don't explain to me because, no matter what you say, it's still wrong.
Right.
Don't try and justify or who you're trying to convince because it's still wrong.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's for the recession. Yes, and you're robbing
me. You're still a thief and a criminal. Yes.
Right.
Those
are our dumbass.
Dumbass 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
You're a dumbass.
One, three. So, who do you think is the number one dumbass?
I would say probably the taser.
You know what?
What do you think? What?
I'm thinking that I'm gonna go with you on the taser. Although it's tough between the taser
it's
and tough. The guy who thinks that. Cannonballs.
Yeah, don't shoot
from his backyard. Because one, he restored it, and that's cool if he's gonna restore it. But to fire it,
yeah.
Because
eventually gravity brings it back down.
Right. That's like the people who on New Year's decide they want to shoot firearms in the air
Right,
but I guess that's why, once again, we start talking about the school system and whatnot, how people drop out of school and thinking like it. Cause that's
they need to stand
still
and teach people like that gravity.
Right, gravity. Isaac Newton, we learned that second to third grade.
People need to realize, need to realize that, cannonballs can kill. Yeah.
Right. Right. Not bullets.
To kill people.
Cannonballs.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm going with Mr. Cannonball. I think Cannonball is a little bit dumber than El Taser.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, the more the Cannonball seems like more of a dumbass than the other two. Although it is a close running.
It's really close.
Double dumbass. And then we got
double dumbass.
Double dumbass
it is.
Double dumbass.
Yes. You, Mr. Cannonball, are a dumbass. You're not
right.
just a double. You're a double dumbass.
You're a double dumbass.
And with that, we shall try and go on another station identification break.
Another station identification break.
You're listening to Smooth Drama.
And you're going to hit the button, right?
Yep.
Cool, cool. Hello?
Yes. I guess we're just going to have to say you're listening to Smooth Drama.
They're not working?
It seems we're having an issue with our switchboard tonight. But
okay.
You're definitely listening to Smooth Drama. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, hit us up at 646-929-2037. Once again, that's 646-929-2037. And if you have any questions,
together you got smooth drama.
Oh my goodness.
Right here.
Thank
you.
You're listening
to Smooth Drama. If you want to email us, you can hit us up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Wow. That was a delayed reaction there.
Oh, that was a very, very delayed reaction. Now, I've been talking about all bad stuff.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of talking about bad stuff. You know what I'm
saying?
Okay,
let's talk about some good stuff.
So, you know me. I'm about the love movement.
Yeah,
I've always been about the love movement. I think we need more love in the world. Well, as a parent of a 7-year-old who died at his funeral, the parents in South Buffalo did something that the child always wanted them to do. They got married. They got married at his funeral. It's a funeral for Asa Hill, who was 7.
It was a funeral and a wedding?
They had a wedding at a funeral, yes.
Isn't there a movie called that?
Yeah, what happened, he died during a chain reaction crash on the 190. And so his funeral was Monday. And so his parents honored his wish. He wanted them to be married. So at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Elmwood Avenue in Buffalo, which only seats 400 people, the overflowing crowd stood in the aisles or just listened outside the church, and they got married. Parents, Emil Carr Hill and Rawa, I'm going to kill his last name, Germa Tijan.
You can't find anybody with some normal name, can you?
Yeah. They got married, and it was a surprise. I guess they didn't tell anyone. So right in the middle of the funeral, they just broke out and got and had a wedding procession right then and there.
And what state was this in?
This was in New York. This was in Buffalo, New York.
You are kidding.
Yeah, that was a beautiful thing. I mean, you have life. And I mean, when we talk about funerals, funerals are to be a celebration of life. And for the parent to not only celebrate his life, but to celebrate and, you know, make their vows to each other at his funeral is, like, to me, the ultimate celebration of one life. You know, it was real touching. You know, I thought it was a beautiful thing. You know.
Right.
And, I mean, that's love right there. Love and acknowledgement. So I guess they'll one, be able to celebrate their son's life every wedding anniversary, as well as celebrate the beginning of their life together. Not that it was the beginning, but it was, you know, the fruition of their love, not only through their child's wishes, but through their own. Yeah. And if that wasn't touching, you know me. I'm an alpha nerd, so.
Yes, we know.
Being an alpha nerd, I ran across another love story that was really, really touching. People met and fell in love at Dragon Con. Dragon Con being a comic book convention, well, the name of the comic book convention down in Georgia. And it involves Tracy and Matt Carlson, who were married in January.
Yeah.
They met at Dragon Con. And they met at Dragon Con a few years back. And so what happened is they kept a long distance relationship. And then they waited till the next year. And Mr. Olsen proposed at the Dragon Con costume competition. And Miss Frazier, in her Catwoman jumpsuit, accepted the ring and decided she was going to marry the young man. Isn't that beautiful? See, the things that can happen at the comic book convention, man. See, now, I want to hip y'all to something. Ladies. You know, I always hear about the ladies talking about, you know, you can't find a good man, blah, 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 blah. All the good men is taken. I go somewhere and I can't find a man. You're looking in the wrong place.
We're looking in the wrong place.
As anyone who's ever been to the Comic-Con can tell you, or any one of these comic book conventions, there are men aplenty there. No, they may not be the most athletic men, but they are intellectuals. And nowadays, you know what you can do? You know, ladies, I know y'all like to change men and whatnot. Think about what you and your nerd man can do. This is Dick Hugger right here. I'm gonna give some love suggestions to the ladies out here. You know, instead of chasing after, you know, these guys in the bar that you know want to smack you around. Anyway, we want to chase after the guys in the bar, the ultra players, whatnot. Look, homie, first can read. Nerds can read. They got that going for them. Two, you know, if you can talk some sci-fi with them, they'll talk to you, they'll listen to you, whatnot. 3. You know they got jobs. 9 out of 10 nerds got a job.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you know, not, you can't get past the nerd part. You know, and maybe they may need some help with some hygiene. Maybe they may need some help, you know, with the grooming and whatnot. But women, you know, you can help a man with that. And with today's technology, like we talked about earlier, how the University of Houston offers we, y'all can do we together. And you can work yourselves into shape.
Mm-hmm.
In the privacy of your home and bond mentally and physically. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking in the pool of men, you're wondering where all the eligible men are that ain't really trying to break your heart, that's going to be really, really happy to be with your ass, try one of these conventions. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's my love tip. I know people don't understand that, where I'm coming from, but you might want to try Alpha Nerd sometime, or just a plain old nerd.
There's
worse things
okay.
in life. You don't agree with me, butter?
I have no comment.
You have no comment.
I have no
comment. Men who can read. You know, y'all have kids together. They can help you teach your kids how to read.
Mm-hmm.
That's an underrated skill set. Think about it. Just think about it. With that, I'm going to get off all this love. I know people don't like love. People hate love. So.
Well, it's not that we hate love.
What would it be?
Not a whole lot. We have different ideas about love.
We have different ideas about love.
Yeah, different ideas about love and different opinions about it. It's not, but you know,
we have different ideas and opinions about love.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we getting up. Excuse me. We're going to get off love here for a minute. We're going to get back to haters.
Back to what?
We're going to get on haters.
Yeah,
you know,
haters.
Of course, there's haters in the house all the time.
Yes, there is. What are we talking about?
Well, there was I know you remember, a couple weeks back, there was the Lockerbie bomber, for those who weren't
what?
Paying attention. The Lockerbie bomber. The British government made a deal to send the Lockerbie bomber home. A Lockerbie bomber was the guy who, in 1988, bombed Pan Am Flight 103 over the Scottish town of Lockerbie, killing 270 people, including 189 people who were American citizens. He was freed earlier this month because he had terminal cancer. And, you know, there was a big uproar because when he got freed and he went back to Libya, they had a celebration for him. You know, he was welcomed home as a hero, and, you know, they were throwing flowers at him. It was a big deal.
Okay.
Now, it came out, there were rumors that Britain, the British government, had made a side wink-wink deal in exchange for him for an oil contract from Libya. Which, of course, the Libyan government disputes.
Right. Okay.
You know, and they're saying that, you know, we traded the terrorists for oil. Well, the British government traded the terrorists that killed American citizens for oil.
Right.
Now, you know, I mean, we talk about terrorists, and I guess this is me on my mini soapbox here for a second. We talk about terrorists, and we always think of Arabs with bombs, whatnot, you know, blowing themselves up or, you know, shooting innocent people or cutting people's heads off, whatnot. And I'm like, well, we're in America, and last time I checked, the Ku Klux Klan has been around since what, by 1865,
1866? I don't know how long.
Yeah, I think they qualify as a terrorist organization. I don't think they're selling Girl Scout cookies or, you know, working in the school system for diversity or whatnot.
Right.
I think they have one stated goal, and it has nothing to do with us. And they've killed probably more people than all the terrorists combined. When we talk about them killing American citizens, although I know at the time, the people that they were killing weren't really counted as the real American citizens, but
right.
You get my drift.
Right.
And now we talk about Ku Klux Klan. I venture to say that gang members, Crips and the Bloods and Disciples and all these other gangs, they're not doing any community outreach either.
Nope.
They are terrorists. Organization or terrorist organization that don't do anything positive in the community. They're not protecting nothing. They out there causing mayhem.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you know, there's the perception and the reality and what we call, you know, people hating. Now, some people will say, Dick, you being a hater.
No,
you know,
you're just expressing your opinion.
Yeah, why are you hating on the gangs? Why are you hating on the Klan? You know, they do positive things in the community. They plant
right.
flowers. They read poetry on poetry night. You just ain't never there.
Right.
When they do it. But it seems to me like those are terrorist organizations. So, you know, American people. You know, getting back to what he was talking about earlier with Obama and the whole teaching thing. People were mad at him because he wanted to talk about education. And once people are mad at terrorists, you know, like, oh, terrorists. But we have terrorists here. We have idiots here.
Yeah,
make up your mind, people.
Right.
You know, y'all got to make up your mind on what's real and what's fake. You know, because terrorists is shit right around the corner. An idiot. See, I probably got a next door neighbor that's tripping on it right now.
Really?
You know, yeah. I'm sure you probably got a neighbor or two that...
Oh, yes. Where I'm living? Oh, definitely.
May have kept a student home.
All the way.
Yeah. And on that note, our time is up.
Oh.
We thank you for listening. We look forward to hearing from y'all Thursday. We'll be here 9 o'clock on the dot.
Yes.
Or something like that. With that, I'm Dick Hugger.
And I'm Butta Pecan.
And it's a smooth drama, and we're out.
Thanks for tuning in.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth.